Yesterday we learned that there's a controversy over chazaka suyu l'shtanais. You have a chazaka that by nature will definitely change by itself. Do we say the concept of chazaka de meikaro or not? And this is what we learned yesterday. The Taz is ma'arich to show there's no such thing as the cheskes chai. Because Adamud Lamus, everybody ends up dying. Nevertheless, the Shach seems to hold not that way, and holds that it is a Chazaka, and the Shmaitza also holds that way. So the couple of Nekudas that would need a little bit of clarification, a couple of cases. First of all, I think we all know, we grew up with it, we take for granted that there's a halacha in Dinei Bris Milah that if a baby is born on Shabbos, you do the bris the following Shabbos, it's the eighth day. If a baby is born Ben Hashmoshes on Friday, so we're not sure if he was born on Friday, and the eighth day is Friday, or if he was born on Shabbos and the eighth day is Shabbos, you can do a bris on Friday, the baby may be 7 days old. The bris on Shabbos, so it's a mishnah. The mishnah says that you can't do the bris on Shabbos. Why? Because only mila bismana is like a Shabbos, and not mila shloi bismana. And here it's a suffik deraisa. Is Shabbos the eighth day, in which case it's like a Shabbos, or is Shabbos the ninth day, in which case it's not like a Shabbos, since we don't know, so we push off the bris to Sunday. Sunday's Yantif, we push it off to Monday, and Monday is Yantif Sheni, so some Paiskim hold you push it off to Tuesday, but one thing is for sure, that we don't do a bris on Shabbos when we have a Safik. So here, L'chaira, there's a mokum to ask, why don't we go back to Chazaka? Why don't we say that, look, the baby was not born. The question is, when did the baby come to the world? He definitely wasn't around 7 days, a week before he was born, he was definitely not around. The 6 days, he's born Friday, Ben Hashmoshes. So we don't know. We know on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he wasn't born yet. So the suffix is, was he born Friday, was he born Shabbos? So why don't I shtal chazaka and say he wasn't born Friday, he was born Shabbos? And this is din d'oraisa. We should be allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos. It's a 50-50 safik. It's Ben Hashmoshes Friday, it's Ben Hashmoshes Shabbos. So we should do bris milah on Shabbos because of the chazaka, the meikara, that the baby was not born.
We know the baby was born.
We know when the baby was born, the safik is on the minute, which minute it is. It's a longish answer. We know when the baby is born. The suffix is that minute, Ben Hashmoshes.
Same thing with the get.
What?
Same thing with the get.
Same thing with the get.
We know where it landed. The question is, it's far
from that. We know where it landed. This Teretz maybe goes for a different reason. Teretz, I walked in. What did I want to say? That's the same suffix of Chazakas Yilushtanas. I get to what you're saying, Naftal. I was thinking, what's the difference between a chazak if you're dead or a chazak if you're born? It's different to be born than to be dead. But in the chazak of the shishtanus, for a woman who's pregnant to give birth, and for a woman who's a person who's alive to die, it seems to be the same thing. I was thinking that like the taz, it's good. It's a chazak asay lishtanais. Chazak asay lishtanais is not a. It's not a chazaka. But according to the Shach and the Shmaitzer who hold the chazaka Yerushalayim is a chazaka, so just like you have a cheskas chai, you should have a cheskas einei noivud. That's a good question. Alright, so that's what Naftali was saying, is that we should talk about whether the suffix is Ben Hashmoshes day or not. So the truth is, I remember in Hilchas Nida there's a Chavos Das. It's not Dupris Mila. He just asks every Bein Hashmashis, why don't we say Bein Hashmashis is Cheskas the previous day? And the Chavis Dasi answers, as I recall, best I recall, is that Bein Hashmashis definitely has 1 minute of the next day and 1 minute of the previous day. If you're being done on Bein Hashmashis is a block of time that's about 13 and a half minutes long. It's a block of time. Chazal give it a name, Bein Hashmashis. On Bein Hashmashis, you can't let the Chazaka pass Kenais because it's a Chazak Yisura. There's definitely some Laila in Bein Hashmashis. So if it is, when it switches over. So, the last minute. Well, if you can tell me the last minute, which is Vadai, then that's not Bein Hashmashis. That's not part of our Suffolk, really. So there has to be a period of time that we're Suffolk about. The question is how to cut it. There has to be a period of time we're Suffolk about. And within that period of time, called Bein Hashmashis, he's saying there's Vadai something of the next night. Second to the last minute. Then you catch the Chavis Das. Okay, 1 second. One thing at a time. What? Okay, 1 second. We can talk about the Chavis Das, but the Lekabe Mila, Chayri is saying an answer. He's saying is that this question has nothing to do with Bris Mila. This question has to do with Bein Hashmashis in general. Why don't we say in every Bein Hashmashis that it's the Cheskas the previous day? Okay? Why don't we say in every Bein Hashmashis, on Erev Yom Kippur, Bein Hashmashis, you should be allowed to eat? Because it's Becheskas the previous day. Or on Sukkot Bein Hashmashis, should be allowed to eat Chutz L'Sukkot. It's Becheskas the previous day. So that's a general question on Bein Hashmashis. So you're avoiding the question of Gavi Bris Mila. I'll tell you something. You're right when I know the baby was born Bein Hashmashis and I don't know what the Bein Hashmashis is. What about a case where the father's in the hospital and he forgot to look at the clock? So he doesn't know if the baby was born Friday or Shabbos. And the Teretz falls away. Here we have a case, and the Mishnah doesn't say the word Bein Hashmashis. It says, Mishnah, Safik Nailed B'Shishi, Safik B'Shabbos. So in that case, your answer wouldn't be adequate. In that case, the answer would not be good enough. Because in that case, it's a regular Safik. So Vaita, the Kasha seems to be a good Kasha. So when it's born Bein Hashmashis, maybe the Teretz is a good Teretz, even though it's still needs Hezbollah. But that would seem to be a Raya that a Chazaka Silishtana is not a Chazaka. It's a problem. You have to be Mevar. Have to figure this out. I don't know. I just took a quick look. The Mishnayos and the Shulchan Aruch. In either place, do I see that anybody by merits the Kasha? It seems to be an obvious. It's obvious to us, so learning Chazakis, but it seems to be a good question. Now, about Bein Hashmashis, Bein Hashmashis is a hard story because we nemon that Bein Hashmashis has at least a minute, I don't mean a minute, I mean a second of Yaim, and at least a second of Laila. So the question is a good question. Why do we call Bein Hashmashis 13 and a half minutes? Why don't we call it 13 minutes and 20 seconds? The first 5 seconds are Zichat Yaim, the last 5 seconds of Adei Laila, the stuff is in between. I'm not sure what the answer to that is, because that's a problem anyway. Mishnah Berurah asks, how will Mekayim Tosfos Shabbos? Most people seem in that Makabel Taisa Shabbos because Shulchan Aruch says that if it's Bein Hashmashis, you're allowed to do a drabanan. B'shas Hadchak, you're allowed to do a drabanan. Bein Hashmashis, Ayde Gai, or obviously a person wasn't Makabel Shabbos. If you're not Makabel Shabbos, the Bein Hashmashis, what's going on? How do you have Taisa Shabbos? So Bir Halacha says there's at least a second of Bein Hashmashis that's still Yain. I don't know how you work with that. So take off the second from this end, the second from this end, and be down in the middle. That's a good question. So, I don't know. But at least that I know in Aramak, and that in Ovilon Tilchasnid, I think in Kufpei Dalit, maybe. The Chavis Das asks the Kizashul Chavis Das, he asks the Kasha, and he says these words, that you can't, Ben Hashmashis is one big shayla of Ben Hashmashis. He's not done it each minute. There's a shayla, what do you do with Ben Hashmashis? And since Ben Hashmashis is a chazak yisura, it has everything mixed in, so Meneilo, you can't. Maybe the answer to your question is that it always changes. Maybe Ben Hashmashis, one day could be 2 seconds of Lilo, and they could be 10 seconds of Lilo. I don't know. Still, you should cut off the minimal amount and be left with a suffix. I don't know. Okay, this is one. This is one knee dying that has to do with yesterday's Taz, which seems to be a right to the Taz, unless we'll find the Taz. The second knee dying is in Hilchos Treifos. Somebody brings a chicken to a Rav with a shayla. Today nobody brings animals to a Rav with a shayla. Why? Why does anybody ever bring a meat to a Rav with a shayla of treifus? Because we don't get the avarim of an animal, right? You go in the store, you don't get, what do you get? You get a piece of meat. The piece of meat can't be treif. I can't have the treifus. The treifus is in the bones or in the inner avarim. Nobody gets a heart, and nobody gets a leg of an animal. Animals today, the treifus shayos are all in the shechita house, they don't come up. Rav has to know, Hilchos Treifos has to know two things. The dinim of a polka and the dinim of a wing. Those are the only things that come up. Treifus shayos, and my chochma saw them at home. When I finished, I got smicha, I finished Yeredeya. I have one piece of paper which has the dinim of the wing and the dinim of the polka, and that's it. I think it's one side of one piece of paper. And when there's a shayla, all I have to do is chaza a piece of paper. I always tell you, nowadays the world has such a leader that to be considered knowledgeable, you have to know very, very little. It's just more than everybody else. So, yeah. So at any rate, that wasn't my point. If somebody brings an animal to a rav, so they bring a broken polka. The polka has a broken bone. So if, sometimes you could tell it happened after Shechita. If it's clean, there's no black and blue mark or anything. So we know for sure it happened after Shechita. Now a living creature that gets a broken bone when it's alive gets a black and blue mark, its blood rushes to a break in a bone. So if you're home and you open up a package of chicken and it's a clean break and there's no blood there, so you're sure it happened afterwards, it happened in the machinery after Shechita, and it's a chagash. If it's very bloody, and then obviously it happened mechayim, and then it's treif, a broken polka in the half of the polka that's closest to the leg, furthest in the body, a break there is treif, that's a nishbetzum asagidin, and it's treif. What happens if you're mesupik? It's hard to tell. It's a little bloody, not a lot bloody. It's hard to tell if it happened mechayim alach hashrit. It's a suffix. So what would you say? What would everybody here assume? Well, you should be able to pass on this one easy. I would say it has a chazaka. That's cheskes chai. Cheskes ein treifa. That's what we're talking about all along. I know it has water in the brain. I know it happened mechayim. But it doesn't got water in the brain. It's got a broken leg. Could have happened lachamisa. Could have happened mechayim. So based on what we're learning, we would assume that you could be nakel, and you could say it happened later. So here, you have to know that it's not that way. That in these types of treifus, we say it's more shchiach for an animal to break its leg when it's alive than when it's dead. It's shchiach, these type of treifus. I'm not talking about if there's a cancerous lung. I'm talking about the type of treifus which happened in the halach yelach of an animal, that type we assume happened mechayim because it's more shchiach mechayim. Why is that? Okay, so that we don't say chazaka by treifus. I tell you, bris milah, we don't say, I don't know why. And treifus, if you're not sure if it happened mechayim lachamisa, there's no cheskes, any treifa that says that it happened lachashchita, and you have to be chayshish. If it's a safik, then you have to be machmir. That it's a safik. If you're machmir safik, that it's that it's an issue.
Why is there a chazak of the chalav?
What?
Why is there a chazak of the chalav instead of panah?
How you don't live the year? Okay, I want to get back to that as well. That's a good question. I mean, I'll explain that after.
The chazak of the chalav is much bigger with catches.
Some rabbanim assume that it will be caught. There are certain things that they would definitely catch. But if you're ever in a shechita house, the chickens are going on a bell pretty quickly. And there's a mashgiach. Now, a piece of chicken has two sides to it. So the mashgiach is looking on the belt as the chicken goes by. He only sees one side. If you could see the break from the other side. So what they do is when they set it up, there's a mirror. As it goes along the belt, it pierces a mirror. And the mashgiach, as the chicken is going by, is supposed to look at the chicken and look in the mirror and catch any ishtanas. You were there and you didn't notice the mirror. Okay, the mirror is there. Well, you weren't there. Okay. There's a small mirror that it passes by and it can see both, the mashgiach can see both sides. If he sees anything abnormal, he just pulls it off the line and then they check it. Sometimes it's kosher anyway. But to be simach that a mashgiach didn't miss it, it depends. If it's obvious, then he would have caught it. Sometimes it's a clean break and it's not obvious. At any rate, I want to tell you about chazakas. So here we don't say chazaka. Now you'll say 1 minute. We just spent the whole week, the Ramon, the Maram Lublin, on the water in the brain, that the Maram Lublin said you do say chazaka, then it's not treifa. You do say a chazak is not a treifa. What are we coming now and saying? I'm telling you that, yeah, the Rav Lublin said it, but when it comes to my house or a piece of chicken, there's no such chazak. What? Good. You're right, but with an extra nekuda. The Prima Gadim in his psicha says, if the question is, when did it happen? It's more shtiach it happened mechayim, and shtiach it happened lachemis. If the question is, the water was zechadei mechayim. The question is, was this animal a treifa or not a treifa? Did the mayach surround the water or didn't the mayach surround the water? That's a different question. It's not a question, did it happen after shechita or before? Then you say, it's moshkiach, it runs around, and the moshkiach cheshbon comes into play. Here, there's nothing to do with moshkiach. Here, you had an animal. Now, water in the brain. And we don't know if the mayach surrounded the brain or the mayach didn't surround the brain. So, we know if the mayach surrounded the brain or the mayach didn't surround the brain. We go basa chazaka, assuming the animals have a cheskos chayim, we go basa chazaka. The cheshbon, the moshchiach, doesn't play a role. Because the shayla is not mechayim olachamisa. Shayla is, did it ever have a treifus? Was the mayach surrounding the water? It's not treif or not.
Two different things. What's around the water?
Statistically, what's moshchiach? Assume that there's no clear shchiach. Otherwise, be right.
There's no shchiach by the water in the brain. Though
one side is not moshchiach than the other.
The
whole
the brain.
The water in the brain. Zicha was lechai.
The water in the brain. What?
He's coming to explain the gedorim when chazaka passes by zayis safik
by
treifus. What's moshchiach?
That's treifus.
Why is the moshchiach
treif?
That's why Rambam passed it as treif. No. Rambam passed it as treif in the law. It's a machlekes, the Rambam, the Rambam Lublin. It's not likely the Rambam has a clear psak on the matter.
Okay.
So I have to look at it later. It's not, you make a mistake. It can't be a machlekes, Rambam, the Rambam Lublin, and you're telling me it's a fresh Rambam.
Not a Rambam.
Rambam
Lublin himself says that it's
treif. The Rambam Lublin.
Right, that it's treif.
The Rambam Lublin says.
It's treif, but not because of the time of the Rambam.
That's right. When the race is lach hashchita, safik is was it mechayim, was it lach hashchita. So the race is mechayim, and that's the safik.
So in
which case?
The case of the chicken.
Case of the chicken, we don't know it was mechayim lach hamisa, so we have a cheshbon that it's more likely it happened when it was running around. And right, and in the case of the, what I'm saying is that even though we've established all along that there's such a thing as a chazak, it's not treif, that helps for sveikis in what happened to the animal. it doesn't help for a Safik. If it happened, we know the break is a treif, is a break that would be treif. We just don't know when did it happen, before or after. On that, this chazaka doesn't help.
There's no reis, so
we should go vasa chazaka. Right. So that's why the Prima Donna is coming to explain that we don't go vasa chazaka. Excuse me? Something that's more shchiach beats chazaka. Raiv is stronger than chazaka. Now, this is not a ruba disa kaman, but it's a right. Now, there is a case in Shulchan Aruch where after shechita you find a break in the wing. Nishbragath, the wing, the flegel has a break. Now, a break that doesn't pierce the skin is not a problem. If the wing breaks and there's a piece of bone sticking out, why is it a shayla of treifus? Anybody remember? What? The shayla is this. Really a broken wing doesn't make an animal treif. But since animals, even chickens, flap their wings all the time, and when it flaps its wing, the broken bone could make a hole in its lung. It flaps the wing by going out and going in. On the way in, it's shchiach that a chicken with a broken bone makes a hole in its own lung by hitting itself with its wing. So a broken wing is treif because it made a hole in the raya. There it says in the Ramah that if you find a broken wing lach hashkita, it's mutter because of a svek sveker. A safik if it broke mechayim broke lach hamisa, and a safik even if it broke mechayim, it's a safik if it made a hole in the lung. So svek sveker works to be machsha. So the Prima Gadim says, you see, beferish from that Ramah, that only by a svek sveka it works to be machshir. One safik, we would not be machshir. So that's the general psak. It's true that there are certain types of injuries which are just a shchiach lachamisa or mechayim, and that the Prima Gadim says also that those types of things that could have happened, the mishmash yadayim of the shaychit or something, that those are different. The Akoponim, these are the cheshbainos, the case of Rismila, the case of Treifus, these are cheshbainos. Now, I've been sort of cheating all along, because I keep on telling you that when you talk about Treifus, we're talking about an animal that's more than 12 months old. The reason I did that is simply because it just keeps our discussion simpler. And it's true, a 12-month-old animal is a chazaka, it's not a treif. Now, in fact, I didn't find anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that it says 12 months old. Now, by milk, people said an animal can't get milk till 12 months old, so it doesn't have to say. It's true. But nevertheless, by all these other cases, the Prima Gadim, the question of Mechaim Lachamisa, you have a chazaka, it doesn't say anything about 12 months old. Matter of fact, our chickens that we eat are not 12 months old. No chickens today live 12 months, except the ones that are made to lay eggs. But chickens are all shechted. They don't live 6 months. They're shechted very quickly.
The younger ones are
more
kasher than the
older. Why?
The younger chickens, the younger calves are more
kasher. You're right. But that's not chazak. It's more shtiach. You mean that it should be kasher. The chazaka has to be chazak to meikara. That we know how it was originally. So the question is, how does treifus work? There's no chazaka in the meikara. So that, the answer to that is that the Rishonim and Chulin Daf Yud Aleph say that it's a chazaka haba mikayach raiv. Since raiv behemoths are not treifus, so we have a right to look at an animal that's walking around and say that it has a cheskes ain't a treif. That sounds like a raiv. So I'm not sure how to explain it, but the language that's used consistently is a chazaka haba mikayach raiv. Even in the first year. It's a chazaka haba mikayach raiv, and that's why we give it such a chazaka. And if you look at this Prima Gadim, the Psicha, he also just talks about it that way, chazaka haba mikayach raiv. That's why even though it's a chazaka shalom nizbar b'shaita, like we once mentioned, still, it's a chazaka haba mikayach raiv. Okay, this is These are yediyas sort of b'derech hakdama. Now, let's get back to the end of Shir yesterday. At the end of Shir, I told you that there's a machlokes mechaber Ramah in Siman Pei Aleph. Machlokes mechaber Ramah is in the cheese case, in the milk case. You have an animal, nachamol, you have an animal, you shecht it, you have every right, and then you find a hole in the lung, you have every right to assume that the milk is kosher, that the hole in the lung came later. That's halacha psuka. No, I don't think anybody argues with that. The milk is kosher because we give it a ches chazaka that it was not a treifa. Call it a chazaka, but it's a chazaka. And therefore, milk is not treif. The question was, if you shecht an animal and find huglad hamaka, you find that it has a hole in the lung that has a scab, which means for the last 3 days it was treif. So again, the milk that was milked within the last 3 days, nobody argues, is a chetreif. There's no suffix. If it's huglad hamaka, I know that it was treif 3 days, 72 hours ago, it had a maka. The Ramah says, we still use the chazaka for until 72 hours ago. We could say the milk that's more than 3 days old, cheese that was made from milk from 2 months ago, is kosher. Why? So think about it. We say chazaka de meikara, it wasn't treif, until the point 72 hours ago. Good. That's the Ramah. The Beis Yosef argues, the Mechaber argues, the Mechaber holds that once you don't have a chazaka, because it's huglad hamaka, there is no chazaka, so bang, your chazaka is gone, it's hufka ha-chazaka, there's no chazaka at all, and everything that was milked, or cheese that was made from its milk in the last 12 months, after 12 months, is all treif. Because this animal has no chazaka she'ena treifa, because huglad hamaka, before shechita zicha was treif, and therefore, we mafkia the chazaka lagamri, and everything that was milk was treif. The only time we'll say this chazaka is if the chazaka lasted till the last minute. I mean, it's always had to happen at least 1 minute before it died, that it got the hole in the lung. But nevertheless, then is the only case we say cheskas in a treifa. If it's a 3 day old chazaka, then it's not a chazaka. As I state in the Mechaber, that's the way Shach and Taz explain it, and Shach and Taz both agree, that's Pshat, that's the Mechaber Shita. Problem? What?
I didn't
talk
about changes.
Don't take the one that's a Suri Lashtanis. Talk about a real Chazaka. You're right. But what? Right, but after it's dead, it doesn't give milk. So I'm not concerned. My nidin is only when it was alive. So the nidin is when it's alive. I can shtal chazaka calls when it's alive. It's still, you have to ask better. Again, what does the Mechabashita seem to be? Seems to say you don't give chazakis if you know your nidin is the milking of the animal till it died. If you know the last 3 days there's no chazaka, bang, you don't give a chazaka at all. So the main chazaka is gone. That's a problem from many of the cases of chazaka where we are taking something and being toilet backwards. Is every case of chazaka up to the last minute? It seems to be that the whole case of the cases we discussed, the case I wanted to say is not a good example. See, the case of a mace. So what would be? You find a mace. You know it died at least a day ago. You can tell it died at least a day ago. The soup, it could have died 3 days ago or 4 days ago. So it has to be that when Mesupik, if it died till the last minute, is that what the Mechaber is saying? Let's say I could tell from the mace that it's dead at least 24 hours. So now the chazaka is gone. Now there's no chazaka. It's not Mestaver. Now Mestaver has to be, it's possible it happened the last minute. Or the case of the mikvah. It has to be, it could have been the last minute. A little bit of a problem. I'm trying to think of an exact case. Tfiyasayin case. The Tfiyasayin case, according to this, would only make sense if it's possible that he died a second before we found him, or 3.5 days ago. It's not likely, because there's certain simanim on a dead body that you can tell he died at least a number of hours ago. Right? The stiffness of the Avar, person can tell. So, more specific cases. What? Oh, good. Shmuel Krayv Shmuel Rechaika. That's a good example. Shmuel Krayv Shmuel Rechaika. We want to Shtal Chazaka. Then we know it's more than, let's say, 25 days ago. Mesubah is 30 days ago, 31 days ago. Okay. That's a good example. So Chazaka is, it seems that this Mechaber, that once you Mechgir Chazaka, you Mechgir at Legamri, it doesn't seem to be... Find Dam where? Find the current dam. So there it's good to Shtal Chazaka. I'm not following the question. Our question is, is it possible to say the only Shtal Chazaka could happen in the last minute? Right? The current dam could have happened in the last minute. Anyway, I'm guessing that this Beis Yosef is talking only by such a chazaka haba mekayach raiv. Does he mean by the regular chazaka? When the chazaka is ba mekayach raiv, so we know this animal is not from the raiv. We know this animal is not from the raiv because the last 3 days had a hole in the lung. So you want to shtel on chazaka haba mekayach raiv? Chazaka haba mekayach raiv. You can't shtel if you know this is not from the rave animals. Rave animals never get a hole in the lung, so this is an unusual animal. So my feeling is, I can say for sure, is that this mechumra of the mechaber is dafka by chazaka in the treifa, and that chazaka shein the treifa has this sheet of the mechaber that it's different.
Saying that I can't get mechumra for a year old, then the case is the case for this mechumra.
I mean, if it's more than a year old, then it's a real chazaka. Okay, but again, these rishonim hold that chazaka shalom is bar v'shaita, doesn't have it in chazaka. So Tosis says no, it's in chazaka, and the rishonim answer because it's in tekayach rai. So I don't know, unless the rishonim would disagree.
And how is there a
chazaka? Chazaka in a treif is only tekayach rai. Comes out. Okay. One more nakuda. I'm trying basically to tie up all the loose ends in Chazakis. So the last thing I think that I owe you in our discussion is the Neid of Yehuda. The things that we left hanging, could be I left other things hanging, but it's the last loose end is the Neid of Yehuda. Now, I'm not going through a whole Neid of Yehuda, just the two pieces that are negata to us. But in order to do that, we have to go back again. Okay? Forgive me, I keep on. Let's just go talk for 2 minutes about the Ramah and the Meram Lublin, and then we'll see how the Yehuda talks about it. Okay? The Ramah and the Meram Lublin, the Ramah, they're talking about the water in the brain, and the Ramah was the Machmir, Meram Lublin was the Mankel. What did the Ramah say? Ramah said, you have sophic water in the brain, it's the Reyes says before is Mechaim, so animals don't get water later. Reis and Mechaim, there's no chazaka. Shas Reis, there was no chazaka. It's awesome. The Meram Lublin said, no. The Meram Lublin said that Fakert, he said that it's mutter. That Reis and Mechaim is irrelevant. Lamai said as a cheskes ain't a treifa. It says as a cheskes ain't a treifa, so therefore the animal is kosher. When I spoke this out, I asked who's more mistaver? The Ramah or the Meram Lublin? And I think Pe'echad, whoever had the courage to speak up, said the Ramah is more mistaver. If you have a Reisa before the Chazaka, what does that help you to Chazaka? The Reisa is Mechayim. So it wasn't Yishchita Becheskes Kasher. The Reisa Mechayim, there should be no Chazaka. So then I ask, what's the Svara of the Meram Lublin? What's the Svara of the Meram? So let's try to focus on that, because that's what the Nabi Yehuda has to do with. What is the Meram Lublin's Svara? He said that even though we know there was water in the brain Mechayim, it still has a Chazaka Shena Trefa. And when you shecht it, you can be Mekel. So the question is, when it was still alive, what type of chazaka, it's not a treifa, does it have? It's alive, it's asr. It's asr anyway. So what someone said was that mechayim, it had a chazaka, that if you shecht it, it's mutter. In other words, legami treifas, it had a chazaka, that if you shecht it, it's mutter. And that's also a chazaka. I would call that a potential chazaka. In other words, animals alive, you not eat the animal. It's in a chai, it's in a zavuach. But even when it's alive, it has a chazaka that it's in a trefa. Meaning, it has a chazaka that if you are going to shecht it, you'll be allowed to eat it. Is there such a thing? Chazaka that if this and this, then it's mutter? The answer is yes. How do I know? From our Rashi. Our Rashi said that she's becheskes heta l'shok, even though she's married. She's the cheskes that if her husband dies, she's mutter l'shok. Same thing. A treifa mechayim has a potential chazaka. It has the potential that if you shecht it, it's going to become mutter.
Why is every
behema v'chayah v'cheskes isser imedah? So we would say there's v'cheskes isser v'gabi shaylas that have to do with shechita. What is v'cheskes isser imedah? That if you don't check that you cut the right spot, it's treif. Well, some say if you don't know if the knife got a hole in it, it was pogum, it's treif. So you're right. The chayev cheskes sister I made this means a cheskes sister of heinous of vulach, but a cheskes sister of treif is it doesn't have. So we can use the word potential. You know what I'm referring to. One way to explain the Maram Lublin's heter is that's also a chazaka. A chazaka that has nothing to do with halacha lemaisa. Zero. It's a live animal. Can't eat it. That's also a chazaka. It's a chazaka that if you'll shecht, it'll be mutter. That's also a chazaka. That's one way to explain the Meram Lublin. That a potential chazaka is also a chazaka. If somebody wants, you could explain the Meram more simply. You could say that we're talking about an animal. This animal, it has a lot of shaylos. There's shaylos of shechita, shaylos of treifas, shaylos of malicha, shaylos of lechal. A lot of things could come up. When I'm talking about chazakis, I'm just talking about the aveira of treifa. A live animal is an ina treifa. If someone will bite into a live animal and eat it, he won't be over on the aveira of treifa. It's true, he'll be over on the aveira of eivum lachai, but that's nothing to do with the chazakis. Who says chazaka has to do with psak halacha? Chazaka has to do with hilchus treifas. Now I'm learning hilchus treifas. In hilchus treifas, this live animal is becheskes ena treifa. So what bothered us before is what he means, becheskes isser imedes. Yeah, becheskes imedes for other shaylos. But treifas, Rambam Lublin will say, a live animal is chazaka, it's not a treifa. If somebody were to eat it, he wouldn't be over on the aveira of treifa. I'm saying two different possibilities. The first way I'm saying is that it's a cheskes heter, just as a potential heter. If you shecht it, it'll be heter. Second way I'm saying is I don't need a cheskes heter. I'm not doing heter. As a chazaka, it's not a treifa. That veir of treifas doesn't apply. Heter, it doesn't have heter. It's an animal that's a chai. It's a chazaka that indeed a treifas is not treif. Two ways to look at it. Dakistic. But I think if we learn the Nidah Yehuda, we'll see that that's the need of the Nidah Yehuda. I wanted to go through the Lashon, but just don't want to spend the time. The Lashon Ayin, by the way, is brought in the Pesachei Tshuva Kuflan Zayin Chesotes. He brings, the Kuflan Zayin Chesotes and Nebuchadnezzar, and he brings the crucial piece that's like, yeah, us, he brings the Lashon. What's the name of the Shaila about that Sufi? You have an adopted person. No one knows his family. He married and died without children. His wife wants to know, am I permitted to remarry or not permitted to remarry? You say to the wife, it depends if your husband had brothers. Did he have brothers? She says, I don't know. He didn't have any family that he knew of. So the Rabbi Rittenberg and the Yehuda had a disagreement over how to deal with it. Each one pointed to the Machlokes, the Rama and the Maram Lublin, and said that both of them would be Maida and Mai in this case. The problem is that they said opposite things. The Maram Lublin said everybody would be Maida to Aser, and the Nabi Yehuda says everybody would be Maida to be Matir. So here, obviously, they're looking at the Machlokes Rama and Lublin in two different ways. So let's see. How come? What's a Shaila by Nasufi? Here you have a person who doesn't know he has brothers. He got married. His wife now is thrown into Safik. No, we're talking about Chazakas for a week and a half. What's her Chazaka? How do you look at her Chazaka? You have here a lady. She was born, normal woman, normal family. She turns whatever it was, 20 years old, and she got married. Till today, she was Bechestis Mutal Lashuk. As of today, she's Bechestis Eishes Ish. Now, also as of today, if her husband dies, we're going to have a Shaila as to what to do with Yibum. I'm going to have a Safik. It's going to be a Sufi, a 50-50 Safik. It's a Safik HaShakal. Did he have brothers? Didn't he have brothers? Every human being. A Safik, if he had brothers or not. Now, the Shaila is, am I allowed to put Tishtel on the original Chazaka? The animal had an original, not the animal, the woman had an original Cheskas Penuya. Can I Shtel on the original Chazaka? Even though there was, I guess, what we could call a Reis HaMechayim, that she went, she married this guy. The Safi didn't start after his visa. Shaila is, could I Shtel on the Chazaka or not? Rav Rittenberg says that in this case everybody would be Maida, that it's no good. Why? Because in this case the Cheskas Penuya, Zicha went away. The Cheskas Penuya disappeared. Why? She got married. No longer a Cheskas Penuya. I can't Shtel on Cheskas Penuya. She got married in between. The Maram Lublin, who was Makel because that animal had a chazaka of Eina Trefa all the way through to the end. It had a chazaka of Eina Trefa all the way through. So Ram Lublin said, you can stick with a Cheskas Eina Trefa because it didn't go away. It never left. The Cheskas Eina Trefa didn't leave. But she ain't Cheskas Penuya, that disappeared. So Ram Rittenberg said, not Ram Rittenberg, Ram Mordechai Benet said that this Asufi is Aser. Because she has no chazaka. The Cheskas Penuya is gone. She got married. And even the Ram Lublin would be made that this is no good. Why? Because even the Ram Lublin would be made this no good. Because here, the Cheskas Penuya disappeared. In his case, he held the Cheskas Trefa still exists. Cheskas Eina Trefa still exists. Are you following? How did Mordechai Benet look at this Ram Lublin? Sounds to me. He doesn't hold this business of potential. He's saying that Cheskas and the Trefa, the animal had all the way to the end. Like my second husband. So every minute it was Eina Trefa. However, problems, it was a Chai. But Eina Trefa was. The woman was not a Ptuya till the end. So Memela, he's Mechalik between the two cases. Now, if you're going to learn the potential part, so this woman also, she had a potential to be Mutter. A Cheskas Penuya, Mutter L'Shuk. had a potential to come back. She became Eshes Ish. You make Eis Eshes Ish. She becomes Mutter again. If you go with the lumdis of a potential heter, then Ramarcha Ben Ed is wrong. Ramarcha Ben Ed is looking Lamaisa. Lamaisa, the Ptuya is gone. The Cheskas Ptuya is gone. She Eshes Ish. The Cheskas ain't a treifa. The Maram Lublin holds that that exists straight through. How does it exist straight through? As I said, that in DNA Trafis it existed straight through. It never stopped. It started from the day one and it never ended. So Mimela, he holds that it would be usher even light the Merav Lublin. Reb Yehuda says the reverse. Reb Yehuda, three lines.
Even though the Sabbath happened at the same time that
even though it happened the same second, that the Dinesh Yashish and the Suffolk, the Yibum, Taka come the same time. Taka come the same time, and therefore what? So therefore, this Pnuya falls off. And she has no list of no head to Pnuya. And therefore she remains awesome. That's what he says. Mashane came in the Merav Lublin's case, where the head of Ena Trefa stayed straight through. What? If we go with the potential pshat, I'm saying if you like the second pshat, then the Mordechai Benet makes sense. You're saying even like the second pshat. The chazaka de meikara by the animal, the chazaka de meikara was that it wasn't a treifa, and that lasted from the day one till the death. By this woman, you're going to say that she was born with a chazaka that she's not skukal shuk, she's not skukal yibam. There's no mitzias of ain't skukal yibam. It's only mitzias of cheskas tenuya. You want to say that she's born with a chazaka, she's not skukal yibam. But in Stamma, there's no hechatimtza. I don't think you're such a chazak. The Night Behuda says the reverse. He says, what are you comparing? Chesk Pnuya is much better. The Chesk Pnuya was matir, this woman, at some time. It was actually existed. It existed halach l'maisa at some time. Because from when she was born till she was 20 years old, she was takal Pnuya. He says that the Ramah would be moida to be matir here. Why? What is the Ramah machmir? Chazak is not a treifa. That chazak is not a treifa was never a cheskas heter. Because the animal was a living animal. There was never a minute that halacha l'maisa you could eat this meat because of cheskas ain't a treifa. Because it was always alive. So the Ramah argues why. Because he doesn't agree with the potential idea. And he says that this was never Cheskas Heter. But the Pnuya, he'd be makel. Because the Pnuya had the Cheska Lamaisa. The Pnuya was Lamaisa. It existed in the real world. And it was a real Chazaka. So it seems, like Yehuda is saying, that he's not learning the way I explained to him, Baruch HaBinet learned. The words wouldn't make sense. Baruch HaBinet say, what do you mean? The animal did have halacha l'maisa chazaka in a treifa. Its whole life, if you bite into it, you're not ever in the treifas. The Yehuda says, no. There wasn't l'maisa. The Ramah argues because the Merav Lublin is being saimach that there's a potential heter. The Ramah says, I don't agree with this potential business. It has to be l'maisa. If she was a pnuya, it was l'maisa. So then the Ramah would agree that you go basa chazaka de meikar. Why, according to Night Behuda, why would Garash of a Saif Kanas be different? According to the Ramah. According to whom? To Tyson says Garash says it's not different, right? But you mean according to Tyson's Kasha. The Ramah goes sticks with Tyson's Kasha, is he asking that in the Ramah, why would it be different?
As soon as the race, she was a career, as soon as she gets married, okay, she marries us, she marries us.
So Ramah, we are by Garsub Saif Kanas, go to this lady in our mission and give her, give who? With being down now on the Tzara. The Tzara is Materis Lashuk. So the Gemara says that we give her a chazakah. We do say, the Gemara is saying, we give her a chazaka that she's Materis Lashuk. So you're saying that, I'm sorry, we give her a chazaka to Meikara before the get that she's mutter to the Yavam. So you're asking. Again, I'm sorry, I'm not thinking straight. Again, we're talking in our Gemara with a case, she was married and the Erva was married. Don't have a suffix get, not a suffix kiddush. By suffix get. So by suffix get, we say that the Gemara says that by suffix get, it's a problem because it's a suffix. So Gemara is a kasha, what do you mean? If it's a suffix and she had a chazaka, that she was materis l'shuv. She had a chazak, she was materis l'shuk. Until you know that there was a get, she should be mutal l'shuk. Right? That's the way the Gemara says. So you're asking that in our Gemara, she has a chazak, she's materis l'shuk. So you're right, she is materis l'shuk. You're saying in our Gemara, go to chazak pnuy de meikara. Right. Taisus Kashin. As Agamara says, you give her a chazaka, she's not a shuk. So you're asking that Taisus Kashin, Taisus said, there's a reis of Mechayim, then we don't give her a chazaka, a teres l'shuk. Why don't we give her a chazaka spaduya that she was born with?
Same case.
Why don't we give her the same? Garash, beside Karnas. We know she started off with Pnuya, was a teres l'shuk. Why do we say in the Gemara that the Chesed Pesunia should pass it? It's like the answer is there's a Reyes of Mechayim. So you're going to say that he also has a Reyes of Mechayim. She went, she got married. So there's a Reyes.
Unless you say like what Chesed just said, that you have to give the Arab the Chabad Mishim.
Okay, I have to think about what you're saying slowly, and you're asking why don't you give every Suffolk Ibum by a Sufi the saying there in Ibu that says you give it a chazaka that was a Pnuya Meikara, why do the same thing here? What I tried to do today is to tie up some loose ends. I told you I wanted to do till Wednesday Sugya Chazakis, what's left? One totally new topic. And I'm just wary of confusing all the topics one with the other. I hope the piece of paper helps you have things masudah. There's one last shaila. This is in Yeredeya, it's a Simon Kofiud. The question of Svek Sveika against Chazaka. Till now, we had Svekis and we shtala Chazaka. Now, again, Svek Chazaka is not a birr. It's a Hanhogen Svekis. We are going to learn tomorrow, Machlekes Rishayim, if Svek Sveika, the Mokim Chazaka, carries or not. I have to try to figure out what it's totally in Svara. That's a Simon Kofiud. I'm sorry, I don't think I brought you the exact Ma'ar Mokim. In the Kuntches, in the Beis HaSofik, the section with the Svekis, in the Tezvav Tezayin area, you see, those of you who looked at Kofiud know each paragraph is a different need than a Svek Sveika. So one of them is Svek Sveika B'makam Chazaka. The truth is, it's a Ramon Kofiud. We usually go run to the Beis HaSavik of the Shach. It's a Ramon Kofiud that brings Machlekes Rishayim if we say Svek Sveika B'makam Chazaka. And that will be tomorrow's Shir, and then hopefully we'll have a quiet kind of